ましょう。
90% of consumers read online reviews before visiting a business. What do people see when they look you up online? We give you the tools you need to take control of your reputation. Send surveys to your customers via text message with Testimonial Collector. Get 5-star reviews on all the major platforms like Google, Yelp, and more. Track what people are saying about your business with Reputation Manager. Respond to comments and turn negative reviews into happy customers. See what your competitors' customers are saying about them with Competition Tracker. Learn great marketing tactics and what it takes to stay on top. A bigger social presence means more connections. Automatically generate and schedule engaging social media posts with Social 365. Build trust, boost sales, and grow your business.
I think you love all the guests because I specifically choose my guests for you. So let's get the intro out of the way. If you are watching on YouTube or Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn, wherever you are watching live from, be sure you say hi, comment, give some thumbs up, share, subscribe, check out all the platforms right below where you can see us live. Or maybe you are listening on one of your very favorite podcast app. Download the app, check out our guests, follow, and visit the website entrepreneurlifeshow.com for some really great guests, past guests. Check out the calendar of upcoming guests. Before I introduce my magnificent guest, he's like really hot lady, so calm down. If you're listening, you can't see him, so you might want to jump in and check it out. But if you're watching, just, you know, keep your brows hooked and all that stuff. Fantastic. Okay, so I want to make sure that I always give my sponsor a shout out, Marketing Out the Box with Sean Maddox. Make sure that you want to get your business off to a right start, your marketing, your social media. Check out www.marketingoutthebox.com and connect with Sean Maddox. And we have an event going on this month here in Vegas. So if you are visiting Vegas or you live in Vegas, check out the Entrepreneur. This is going to be on August 17th, promoted by blackpearlpromotions.com. Don't forget to take your tickets. They are free. This is a 2021 Nevada Nonprofit Awareness Day community event. So it is free, but you need to get your tickets, okay? So make sure you go to blackpearlpromotions.com. That's www.blackpearlpromotions.com. You can connect with Sean. Get your tickets online. So right here in Vegas, August 17th of this year. So now let's get to our guest. So today I have a really lovely guest. This is Eric North, also known as the Happiness Warrior. And you're going to be like, what? Well, you're going to know why he's a Happiness Warrior as soon as he gets up here. and he gets to talk with you and share what he does and his experience. He is going to take, he's going to take you on his journey, his path into his entrepreneurship, what happened in his struggles in his life, that now how he can help you. So he will be able to connect with you, and you can see everything he does, how he helped people change their lives individually, mentally, physically, how he can help you. I mean, this is so great because I've never had a man on the show who does this. I've always had women. Not that means anything, but it's nice to have a man, so that means men, it's okay. And women, you just don't have to go to women because men can help you too. So this is for everybody, but he's going to help you learn to live a happier, healthy, mindful, physical life. So let's bring him onto the show, Eric North, and let's say hello. Hi.
Hey, everyone. I'm here, and we have two DC people in the house today, too.
Yes.
It's kind of cool. I could tell by your accent when we first started talking. So it's a great start. I love DC, and I love everyone that lives here, too. So.
Well, I want to say thank you for accepting the invitation to come on the show. I'm very pleased and excited about that because I haven't had, like, a man on the show for anything like this before.
Well, I'm not your typical man, okay? So you're going to have a lot. I have a very strong passion in my life for helping other people. And I think it's genetic. I think it's just how I'm programmed. I think it's from having a harder life growing up and some bad times in my life. But I have, as an entrepreneur, I finally found my voice, and I started two companies to help people live better, feel better, feel better about themselves, too, which is really important. I want people to come in contact with my businesses. You know, I want you to, not only I want you to feel better and have your body feel better, but I want you to feel, all of you to feel better about who you are. And that's how we create, that's how we become entrepreneurs, and we feel good about ourselves. And, you know,
so, can you share, like, why this career, why this profession? And the reason I ask is I'm sure you must have gone through something personally, but well, helping others, you have to be really giving, and it can be very stressful, impactful to you emotionally.
I've never really felt it's stressful. I'm not a social worker. I'm not here to fix your life. I'm not here to take someone and take over and monitor and control. What I really believe in is I believe we all have something inside of us. And many people, these qualities and skills and dreams are just kind of filtered down or they're tapped down and they're just kind of kept in place by the environment, the way they think, the people around them, maybe they're not so good. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, there's a lot of genius out there that we're not hearing. We're not hearing because they haven't spoken up. So I think that there's so much of the problems we have in our world right now. Just people who don't feel good about themselves. And you know, it creates a bad environment for being happy. And I think happiness is a really important part of our lives. It's really an important part of being successful, too.
So how did you come up with that name, though?
Well, the Happiness Warrior, so I had my businesses, and I was, you know, maybe 3 years ago. I said, you know, I'm successful. I had three successful careers when I was there with my businesses. And then I was feeling good about myself, actually, for the first time. I was feeling self-confident. After all these years, I was feeling self-confident, but I was also feeling like, what am I doing? There's more to life. And I started going on trips. I started speaking in public, which was hard for me. It was hard for me. I started pushing the envelope. I started pushing myself to do things I was uncomfortable with. Mm-hmm. I started showing up, and I think that's really important. I showed up for my businesses, showed up for my employees, and showed up for myself. But I sort of went on this sort of spiritual, conscious journey. I wanted to figure out what's next, what I can do next in my life besides open the business. I can do a business. I know how to do these things, but there's more to life than money. My business has never been about money. I've always been about doing the right thing. I've always said when you do the right thing, you make money in business. That's part of the formula. So I spent about 3 years, and I had this incredible, this fuck, everywhere I went, people were really receptive to me. They wanted me to speak. They wanted me to listen to them, and they told me their dreams, and they told me things. And sometimes I come back somewhere, and I'd be back a year later, and they'd say, "Oh my God, my whole life has changed since I met you. I spoke to you for 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
but I never forget what you told me. And now here's what's happened. You're so excited to show me," because I always say, "You did it yourself. I didn't do anything for you. I just was a person that was there that helped you to figure it out so that you could take your own to take control of your own life. And that became such a big thing. And then I was also, at the same time, I was also doing print modeling in New York. And,
I can see that.
And I was really, really into it. But yeah, I lived in D.C. It was hard to do all the time. And it was also, but it was really fun. I loved the creative environment. And my agent was a lot of fun. And she said, I need you to go into TV. This is what you're going to be good for now. This is what you're good at. I see you as a TV host. So it's like a start and all this. So the TV host thing, and then COVID hit. We're all ready to go. We had a kickoff meeting in New York, and then a month later, we had everything shut down. And that was an industry that was particularly shut down. There wasn't anything left in 9 to 10 months until last fall. And so I went to this whole thing first of all, during COVID, like most business owners, I had to really pay attention to business. So from March to September of last year, I was pretty much working 10, 12-hour days. I was sort of reinventing my businesses. I was making sure my employees were safe. I was making sure that customers are getting what they needed and what they wanted. So that was a lot of work. But while I was doing that, I was doing a lot of videos. You know, videos, I'd go to the park every day and I'd do a video to help people kind of get through all this stuff. I'd see people who were struggling. And I'd say, well, this is what helps me not to struggle. This is what helps me to move forward during a time when we're shut down, we're depressed, we're doing things we don't normally do. People were taking bad care of themselves. They're just, in some ways, a lot of people just kind of gave up because they were so frustrated and scared too. What's next? What if this is so bad? What's around the corner?
Right.
And I don't really think that way. I think, well, okay, I need to be prepared because people are going to need help. You got to look into the eyes. Mr. Rogers always said, when there's a crisis, look for the helpers. The helpers always come out. But that lesson stayed with me for 50 some years. Okay, that was always one of my big things. So I my agent in New York, I was kind of frustrated in September. I said, I had some family stuff I had to deal with. I said, okay, what am I going to do now? I really want to do TV things. She said, well, you need a publicist. So I have a publicist, which I didn't even know anything about that world. That's a whole new world. And my publicist and I, we had a long talk on my front porch on a beautiful morning. And he said, oh my God, I'm getting chills. You're the happiness warrior. That's what we're going to be great starting today. This is who you are. And I was like, whoa, that's really awesome. I felt like it really made a lot of sense to me. It was like one of those moments when I felt like my destiny was right there in my holding almost. So we started from there, and then he had me starting to write. And I really wanted to be a writer, but I was afraid to be a writer up to that point. Was I good enough? Well, I started writing. I had a column. I had a column that was due every week. It was on the on the AP, it goes all around the world. So suddenly I was seeing the column weekly, was seen by millions of people. And that turns into such a big thing because when you're writing, expressing yourself, you can only get better. So I keep trying to improve my writing, which is a really important piece of becoming a TV host too, because I want to have some credibility for the happiness warrior. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been one of the most serendipitous years of my life because better things happen than I even imagined. So just keep going forward, and then something really amazing happens. I get a really good opportunity to have a really good podcast that I'm doing right now. I meet someone who's going to make a difference in my life too, and I can use these experiences to keep growing as a happiness warrior. And then I'm getting ready to do a lot of live TV now too. So
how do you know, as you know, for someone like myself, when a person doesn't really know what they need and they're in a slump, because sometimes you don't know what it is, how do you determine that? How do you help get that out to direct them?
I think it's really just kind of pushing your experiences a little bit. I think it's getting out there, confronting your fears. We all have fears. And then looking at what are the negative self-created emotions that I create when I'm in uncomfortable situations. So me speaking in public, the first time I had to speak, I thought my heart would stop. But I got up there and I started doing it. I started realizing that the audience wants you to, they want you to be good. No one wants you to be bad when you're standing in front of an audience. They want to cheer. Humans want to help each other. I think we all want to make each other feel good, So it just was a process of, I did this now. Now I can do anything. I did this hard thing. Now I can do anything, right? You can break through that, whatever's keeping you closed in, break through it.
Now, I know that you are, you utilize not just mind healthiness, brain healthiness, eating healthiness, even physically Do you think that combination, is it for everybody that you have that combination towards
things? I think everyone has their own abilities and their own desires, and you can't force something on anyone. However, we can't create anything in our lives without a sense of self-discipline. There has to be a routine. There has to be a healthy routine in the morning. I'm sure you have one when you get up.
Right.
Everyone who's we all have a routine, and we all have things that we rely on every day. There are tools to keep us moving forward, to keep us prepared for anything mindset. And those are the things that you do at the entrepreneur. So anyone, I'm sure everyone here that's listening is somewhat, that's what they're thinking about for their own lives as well. So,
have you ever heard of, I'm not a biblical person at all,
but there are lessons there. There are lessons and truths and everything, you know. So
you know, I believe in, you know, the biblical or spiritual. And there's a book that I had read, and I was remember reading, you know, your bio and looking at some of your posts and stuff on social media and some of the stuff that you've done with some from interviews. But Joyce Meyer wrote a book called Battlefield of the Mind, which is an excellent read.
Mm-hmm.
Not really biblical, but it does help to teach you struggling and changing your mindset, right?
Well, she's very good. She's very, yeah, I think so too.
And so, how do you help people with that? Like for me, I didn't even know. I know that I had a pattern in my life. This is just for me personally. And some people are having this normal pattern and these same things that are occurring. And I realized that if I didn't, changing your mindset is a struggle because you start to learn about yourself and deal with yourself.
Well, yeah.
So how do you deal with people with that when you get those type of clients and indirect? I know you teach, you educate, you help them get on a healthier, I guess, you know, mindset and getting their brain right.
It's self-confidence. Once you start developing someone's self-confidence, they're much more amenable to change in their lives. And it really it's that getting rid of those fears and thinking about, okay, when I have a fear of something, say I have to call somebody really, really hard, or I just say it out loud, this is going to be a tough call, I'm going to handle this beautifully, it's going to end up well. But if I say it out loud, I can compartmentalize it, make it a lot less powerful, and then I can take it down. And I've had so many great people in my life give me advice over the years. I listen to people and I say, you know, there's a way to confront things that are coming at you that you're having a hard time against. Someone's just standing up to it. And I just say, show up for yourself. That's what I always say, show up for yourself. Remember that, how much time do we have? I mean, we have to make life count.
So if you're, do you think it's true when people say to become a healthier you, better you, whether that be physically, always has to start off mentally, that there is going to be some type of pain. You're going to have to deal with, there's going to be some struggle because you're, and if you don't go through it, then you're not changing anything.
There's always pain. Pain is part of happiness. Pain is how we become happy. Yeah, pain is growth. You know, I don't believe in beating ourselves. I used to have a mindset a long time ago. I used to say things like, I'm a high achiever, but I used to say things like, I'm my own worst enemy. I beat myself up when I don't achieve high enough. And that beating myself up, actually, I think that kept me from full growth for many years. It was sort of I think I took it as a little honor to beat myself up, almost, in this way I was raised. But when I had this kind of mindset change, and I write about quite often, because mindset's kind of a term that is used a lot, but I think when you really think about it, mindset is the process of internal, taking internal inventory of yourself too. And it takes honesty, and I think you can't have that honesty also without other input from other people. We have to hear honest viewpoints about ourselves from people that we trust. I think that's a really important thing. So when you're with people that are really close to you, ask them, you know, what's something that I can work on? You know, say to yourself, what's something that I can work on? You think that I'm a good, first of all, you say, I know you think I'm a good person, but what could I work on to make you better? Maybe I don't see. And these are just such, it's nothing complicated, really. You know, it's just getting down to very simple, basic ways that we hurt ourselves and we can stop hurting ourselves by having some awareness of it, and also confronting verbally. I think saying things out loud, words have spirit, so confronting our fears verbally, saying aloud, oh, I have this selfish, like I used to say that, I used to be like an athlete, they get to the very top and then they mess up in their knee or something like that. A runner trips in their race at the Olympics, and what happens? They're on the ground, they're not going to win, right?
Right.
Those are fun, those things that can happen, but those are also self-defeating sometimes too. So I say, when I started becoming the happiness warrior, and I had like, so much incredible things happening, I said to myself, there will be no more self-defeating behaviors. If I see anything creeping up from my past, I'm going to stop it immediately. I'm going to think about it, and I'm going to take care of that. I made that vow to myself, and I've done a really good job at it. Vows are hard to keep. You have to really work at it.
You know what I find, but just kind of off what you said, being able to accept criticism, because you have to be able to accept criticism, very difficult. It took me years to get that and to not take it offensively, especially from, it seems like people, if someone closest to you tells you about yourself, it's harder to take than someone not that close to you.
Especially since what's our natural reaction is to be defensive.
Right, right.
Most of us, I think, in my marriage, the only time we have fights is when we're both, it's two defensive people hitting each other at once. Okay, so when we take that apart, we realize this spat we're having is because we're both being defensive with each other. You know, and break that defensive. One of the reasons I started bodybuilding earlier in my life was because I was insecure.
Mm-hmm.
My body to be like a wall, and it's much bigger than I am now, and I built my body to be like, protect me from imaginary forces that won't ever get me, but for me it was a protective thing too. And you know, for people it sometimes keep away, and that's kind of what, at the time I thought that's what I wanted, and then I realized that my body is something that I want to make accessible, because I can make them feel that anything is possible. Okay, and taking care of yourself is a really good way to start doing that too.
Well, you know, I've heard that people always say how important family is.
Yes.
And, which family is very important.
Depending on your family.
Okay, thank you. Because sometimes it is the closest to you, which is in many cases is your family. And that is where you're not getting that breakthrough you need. And so, I mean, that has to be a struggle where you're having to assist, help people in identifying what if it is someone in their family. How do you deal with that? I mean, that you have to help them become aware of it.
You have to be, your family can hold you back, and you can also be stuck in their thinking too. I mean, there's a genetic pattern sometimes of thinking that goes through generations, but also there's that herd mentality too. And sometimes in my family, I say that I have beliefs that are very different than what they believe in. Mm-hmm. And I have to just kind of, you know, I just don't bring myself into that conversation, but then I don't really feel like they're my people like I count on as much anymore either. Their value in my life has gone down. A lot of my family members has gone down. I love them, but I don't come to them for any kind of validation or thoughts for them. I just.
What about environment? So for me, it took me to, as some people can stay in their environment and are strong enough to be able to figure out who they are, to find out, you know, the person that they're, but I had to literally leave my environment. And it was when I left my environment, totally moved to another state. And I didn't realize until I got there that it was, I was, how do they say when you, like, not to bring up my sponsor, Marketing Out the Box, kind of like think I had to take myself out of a situation, and I didn't even think I was running from anything until I got there, and I was like, oh my gosh, this environment was totally holding me back. You know, what are your thoughts on that?
That's a moment of self, and to have that moment with self-awareness, and also to think about, okay, what are the emotions that keep us from being self-aware? Guilt, all these other self-created emotions that are not really there. So, yes, you had to get out of your situation. I'm sure with most of us, too, there's a little bit of guilt hanging to try to sometimes take you back in. The strings are there.
Yeah.
And you just have to be, okay, and then You remember that feeling you had as soon as you got out of the situation, how good you felt? This is where I belong right now. I've got to get myself together. That's really what matters. And I can come back to my family later. I can come back to that environment and visit in a much different mindset.
And that, I've been through therapy. I think people shouldn't be embarrassed to say they have a coach or a mentor or whatever. But it was when I left I was unhappy with my life, but couldn't figure out what it was, why everything.
Right.
But I was always the same person. I'm the chess piece, right? So I was always the same person in it. And then when I kept going back in that guilt thing of leaving my friend, leaving my family, and always feel like I owed somebody an explanation. So when I left that, it didn't happen right away. It took me years, for sure. And when I was saying about the whole breakdown, I had to have the breakdown and the crying and, you know, then really seeing people for who they were, you know, and myself. And, you know, for people who struggle with that, and I'm sure that is something that you help with, right?
Well, I didn't realize it's part of the natural cycle of growth, though. Growth is, like we said before, we're going to talk about pain sometimes because pain is a very important part of the human experience, as well as happiness. The two things that are great. I'm not talking about emotional pain, not physical pain. But emotional pain can cause physical pain, too. Well, everything's related. But when you're really talking about growth, there's a cycle. It's a cycle. Someone passes away, that someone dies, that there's that grief, there's sometimes anger, there's despair, and then you spiral up. It's the same. Think of it as change and leaving and guilt and strings that are trying to keep you pulled back. Those are all things that once you break them, you can come back on your own terms. But you have to realize there's going to be a little guilt. There's going to be a little bit of depression. There's going to be a little bit of remorse until you get to that point where all of a sudden you're like, hey, this is exactly what is supposed to happen. It's natural to go through this little cycle. And then you rise. You keep rising, spiraling up.
So I don't know if you can answer this, but I've asked this question before, and I've never really got an answer for people, which is, so there's wellness coaches, there's mentor, there's therapists, there's counselors. You have your people who say they're business coaches, mentors, or coaches, and then wellness. I'm not sure what the difference is or how someone like ourselves chooses one, or to know if they're right for you, or if you're just kind of just, because I don't really know the differences, and some people I don't think they know either.
I have been through, sometimes I'll listen to people, oh, you should get a coach, and you should do this, and you should do that, and I'll try it out. And so I did a professional coaching a few years ago. And then really what I found about it is it's a sort of parasocial relationship in a lot of ways. And you have to think about what matters, and I had to, and then stop doing it, because it wasn't something that made a lot of sense to me. But the most important people, I think, as far as what we're talking about, is our mentors. Mentors are people who don't have a lot of, you know, they're not maybe necessarily your people that you're hugging and going to have s'mores with at the campfire. They're people who are serious people who know who you are, who are going to offer you a good ear and good advice. And the mentors, the one also that you want, I look to my mentors, I want to please them. Even if I'm 50 years old and I have someone that I respect, I'm going to work really hard because I want to show them that, you know, that their respect for me is something that I value. You know, it's like I was writing my column this week. I was writing about I got in with a bad crowd in high school. I'm a happy kid. A lot of things going on in my life as a teenager. And my grandparents came along at just the right time. They moved back into the town that I lived in. And I started saying, I love my grandparents, and they were like my everything. They kind of raised, but my grandmother kind of took as my primary in a lot of ways. And I mean, they moved in just the right time. And I started spending all my time after school with them, and my grandfather and I would go out in the woods and cut trees, and it was fun. But they were back in my life to such a high degree that I wanted to please them, and I turned myself around. Even now, I wish they were still alive, because I could say, well, things I'm doing, you know, they're my favorite cheerleaders, right? But I still talk to them in some ways, too, so.
So if you don't mind, I want to share your Instagram, which I really like, because you do provide a lot of motivation. I love how your little videos, I mean, so if you don't mind, so for those who are listening, obviously you can't see this. For those who may be watching live, you can, and or you can just come back to the website after the interview and always rewatch the interview, and we can check out Eric's Instagram, The Happiness Warrior. So I'm going to add that in really quick right here, The Happiness Warrior 1. And so you do give a lot of daily motivational insightful, which I really enjoy.
Thank you.
And if you don't mind, like how you ended up starting the, actually just doing the daily motivational help and videos, you know, connecting with people. I can't do that. I can't go live like that.
For me, it's just, I'm very much a straight shooter, so everything that comes out of me is usually, there's not a lot of rehearsal. I rehearse when I need to, but when I'm going to speaking, I think of my topic. Well, right now, what I'm doing really for the last year is I have my column every week. My column is basically something to help people do something better or feel better or live better. And then so most of these videos are going to have my column attached to the bottom of it because it's the same topic. So that's how I kind of get my inspiration. Last year during COVID, it was very organic. I just would go out to the, I took my tripod and just do a video about something that was in passion for me. I was feeling passionate about it. So it's mostly just, you know, I'm certainly not perfect. I certainly have a lot of growth to do, but I had a younger life and I was not as good as it is now. And I knew it would be better as I got older. I knew it would be better as I grew up. But it's, I just want to save people some of the struggles that I've had. You know, I want to, like, say, this is the stuff that you beat yourself up about. Stop beating yourself up about. Be happy with yourself. You know, no one's going to be happy with you unless you're happy with yourself, right?
Do you think this is the happiest that you have been in your life is why you can actually share and help others?
Oh, I'm extremely happy. It's so funny because I had a time of life where I was almost dead and years ago. And it was because I just was living the wrong life. And when I got myself together, I was just incredibly happy every day. And that happiness stayed with me. And then I started just being so grateful because things were happening again in my life. I was making things happen. And I just said, you know, this happiness thing, it's very easy to feel sorry for ourselves and wallow and get attention to the things that are not really important to anyone else, right? But when you start to be happy and a positive influence on other people, you know, life grows, life expands. There's more opportunities, there's better choices. There's people that are just, you're feeling like, I start my day off. When I go out, first of all, the first thing I say in the morning when I wake up and I say out loud, I say, hey, Eric, it's going to be a great day, with enthusiasm. I missed that one day. I was late to a flight, a 6:30 a.m. flight to Phoenix last summer. Stressful travel anyway with COVID. And I missed it that morning because I was in a hurry. I got to the airport. Nothing ever goes wrong for me. Usually everything is beautiful. Everyone's so nice. And that morning, I just felt like fumble. And I got into the elevator and go somewhere in the airport, and all of a sudden I said to myself, I forgot to say my morning affirmation. As soon as I said it, my day turned better. Everything got better after that. But it really makes a big difference. And the other thing I think this is really, really super important, it feels weird, and it made it feel good to say, when you walk out of your house every day and you go somewhere, my attitude is, I like it. I like everyone. I really do. I look forward to people I don't even know coming up and talking to me. I don't mind everyone. And that attitude, you know, there are people that are not very likable but out there. But that attitude, it protects me from that. It really does. I think it can protect all of us.
I think that's what a lot of us may forget, because I don't do it, I'll be honest with you. And I've heard this before about affirmation. And if you just wake up, you just wake up to another day with nothing to look forward to or to.
What are you looking forward to? Right, right, yeah. So, I mean, really, I've had so many people that are, you know, I think it's childlike, too. It's something you can do as a five-year-old or a four-year-old to start their day off that way. But as an adult, I've had a lot of really important people that are way more educated than me, that big businesses, and I've told them that that's what I do. And then I hear from them later on, and they're like, and they'll get a text or something. But today's going to be a great day, which is what I say. Today's going to be a great day. And I say, how's that working for you? And they're always like, oh, my God, my life is so much better now. So it really does work. And I think if we just, you know, I'm the happiness warrior. I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior deep down. That's what I really am. That's where it came from. I kind of think of myself as, you know, if you're a leader, you step up. This is an important time in our history right now for leaders who care about others to step up and to do something. So I started that whole warrior thing I'm working towards the greater good. I'm not working so much for myself anymore as I'm working for, I want all of us to be better. I want all of us to be happy. I want all of us to be able to deal with things better than we have in the past and treat each other better. And it's not that hard.
So how do you set up, like, your program? Sure, they have to be customized for people that, let's just say someone wanted to connect with you today and say, you know, I'm not really sure. I need some help. I don't even know what I need help with, but I know I'm just not in the happiest place.
I'm very accessible. I like answering questions. I've done some radio shows where I've had people call in and they really good, really good dialogue. And I say, first thing is to really just think about take an inventory of yourself and think about what you're really good at. Everyone has a gift. Everyone has things that they're good at. And we have things that we dream about doing that we're not good at. So let those dreams go and focus on what we can do right now with ourselves. And then to think, okay, what else am I, what's my daily routine like? What am I doing? Because a lot of us have things that we know. I hate the word should. I try to take a lot of words out of my vocabulary and start self-repeating stuff. So if you're saying to yourself every day, I know I should go to the gym today, or I know I should go, I don't think the gym is important. I think going for a walk is more important than anything else. And it's the number one thing this week you can do is just start walking as far as you can. It doesn't matter. And you know, start these things that, instead of saying I should do it, take action and do it. And it takes a couple weeks. Of just doing it. You might mess up a couple times. You might backslide. But if you just keep going forward, you're going to make this a healthy habit every day. But that habit is going to turn into a good routine. And as an entrepreneur, routines are, I'm not talking about having a boring routine, I'm talking about a self-empowering routine that makes you stronger. Sets us up, like you said, sets us up for the day. What's ahead of me today? Well, everything's ahead of me today. I'm going to have a good attitude. Your attitude is in alignment.
So, you know, as you know, my show is called The Entrepreneur Life Show. And what I find is that if you're not okay in your personal life, you're not going to be okay running a business.
No, everything's connected. It's like a domino. Once it starts falling, everything else starts falling. But when you start propping these things up, so relationships, I think, are extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
And friendships, and like I said, we create our own friendships in life. Okay, so creating an environment, we are the company that we keep, right? First thing I would look at people sometimes, what kind of friends do you have? I'm very hopeful when I meet new friends have long-term friends themselves.
Right.
Someone with a long-term history of long-term friendships is probably going to be a healthier start for a good friendship with a new person.
I didn't think about it like that.
Think about that, just a little bit. Let's think about, I always think about this, what's the drama factor with the person that I just knew? Okay, I don't use terms like that, I'm just making that up right now. But I think if you have red flags, be cautious, be understanding, be empathetic, but make sure that the people in your life are people that support you, people that believe in your dreams. And I went to a conference, it was a hormone therapy conference. It should have been really healthy people, but the people there were very, there was a woman who was very fit in her 50s, and she was part of it, she was working there, and they were all making fun of her. Where are you, at the gym? You know, and I was like, that kind of stuff. I said to her later, I said, how do you work in that environment with people who don't support you? They're making fun of you. There's something that you're doing better than they are. And she had high standards for herself. And someone was trying to go to college or dragging her down.
You know, of course, after COVID, it just seemed like, you know, the virtual thing has become the thing now. Not that we weren't already doing lives and virtuals, but businesses have now become so virtual, and so I'm assuming, has that been beneficial, because now people, they don't want to always meet in up front anymore?
Oh, it has been. You know, that was the big thing for I have an anti-aging clinic that we do hormone therapy here in UC. We do all 50 states, and you know, it was an in-person consult with our doctor, Dr. Tyson. And you had to come in from, or some people would fly in for the day, they'd fly to Chicago, go to the airport, D.C., and leave that afternoon.
Right.
It becomes a pretty big thing. And people get stressed going to a doctor's office, too. So just before COVID, I was actually thinking, just before COVID, my light bulb went off, and I thought, I want to be able to move to virtual medicine for our patients. I think it's going to be better, it's more accessible, more relaxed. And then 3 weeks later, everything hit the fan. We had to be able to shut down the office.
Right.
And we moved into an entirely virtual presence now, which is, our growth has been incredible. And the patients are really happy, but I'm doing well in the community. We do a lot of, like I said, I do a lot of education, do a lot of things on social media, and we kind of connect with the ones that we're working. They're coming to my clinic, but they're also in the community that we're reaching. We're always accessible, and they care for them. And they're on, a presence online, too.
Well, of course, and it shows that you can help people from anywhere, even in your position,
right.
As far as your choice in career, because you would think back before, which is lovely that you can get clients from everywhere, that you think a person has to be there. So what's the, so I'm assuming that you probably have these private virtual consultations, which
right.
would make it, I would think, more comfortable than seeing someone, because when you're in front of someone, it's, for me, it's not that easy telling them all your, excuse my language, all your bull and your drama and what you're trying, because they're right in front of you. It's kind of
and
like...
And your heart's racing. And, you know,
yeah.
Heart. So, you know, and this is the thing. And it has become, I would say, has totally changed the scope of our practice, and it's really improved our patient care. I mean, doing patient care is always the goal. You always want to keep going up and up
yeah.
and up. So the quality of patient care is better. People are more relaxed. They're more, they talk more
yeah.
about themselves. And then we get a much better picture of what we can actually help them fix and
yeah.
bond them and make themselves feel better every day. So I love the whole virtual thing. I've been working at home. This is my home office here for about 2 years, 2.5 years. And it's just become, it's allowed me to do more.
So if you can, you know, we're almost close to the end of the show, but if you can tell me what type of people that you're able to connect with that can connect with you, so that you know, it's open for anybody who is listening that might just, you know, be inquiring, and then, of course, how they can connect with you, if you don't mind sharing that a bit.
Well, no, that's good. That's a really good thing. Okay, so I'm an entrepreneur at heart. I'm always going to be thinking of ideas and getting inspiration and doing something new in my life. That's just what I do. I'm sharing ideas, and I do things that improve quality of life. So for me, it's about, I love hearing from people. I want people to say, if they want to reach out and want to just talk to me, or even an idea that they have, it's the more growth around me that I can help create, the better I am too. The better I can, the more I can
right.
give to other people as well. And as they say, life is it takes a village to help each other. We all have to. Everyone has a role, and I have a role. But there's other people who have better roles for that person than I do, because they may be on the ground with what they're doing here, or what they are. But I think it's always good to have someone that you can just kind of bounce your ideas off of. I want everyone to succeed.
Well, that's why you're the happiness warrior.
There's plenty of room out there. There's always room for competition, and competition's healthy.
Yeah.
There's always room for everything. I'm doing something that I think is very unique as a happiness warrior. So as that becomes, I'm going to be in the public media soon, so you're going to start seeing me. People that don't know me are going to start seeing me soon, and they're going to be, hey, there's the happiness warrior. They're going to start making fun of me. I'm going to be fun of critics too, sure. Probably be a joke in a late night TV show. There's the happiness warrior, you know. And I'm looking forward to that, because it's a big release, gives me a new audience.
And then to say you saw it here, you heard it here.
I love this. This is the best podcast I've ever done. Right? This is someone who was so fun and easy, and you have such good insight. Your questions are great.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And I do actually get, I have people who actually message me looking for certain types of guests. So this
so
is great.
It's up to you, because you provide something that really helps a lot of people and entrepreneurs. That's a field where you have to be self-confident, and it helps to get other people to share your values and your dreams too. So.
Well, I wanted to say before we end the show to everyone that, of course, I want to make sure that if you guys are listening on or download, of course, on your favorite podcast, then you can always go to the website, entrepreneurlifeshow.com. You will be able to see the full interview. If you're just listening, you can actually get a hold of Eric North. I put his website up. You can find him on Instagram. I have him on Instagram. You really have to look at his post, though. Did you notice that I got one of your, back the sounds from one of them from my marketing? Yes, I added that in there. I like that one.
Very clever. I love it.
I like that one.
It made me feel good.
Yeah, really nice. So you do really provide some great motivational insight. And so I know that's just a little bit of what you do. So people really need to, like, if they want to see the full version of what you do, just go ahead and connect with Eric.
It's going to be out everywhere soon. So I'm a motivator. This is what I do. My heart is motivational, okay? My heart is to help people feel themselves and do their best, okay? So that's really where that's what I'm in it for.
So for all of those listening and watching, thank you so much. I want to make sure that I let everyone know that if you're, again, local here to Vegas or coming to Vegas, make sure that you visit you on August 17th, the 2021 Nevada Nonprofit Awareness Day community event, and it's free. So check that out and register. Again, thank you, Eric North. Of course, if you guys, you know what, I just got to show your website again. Just one more time before you go, I need to show your Instagram page because I want to make sure that nobody forgets. There it is, the Happiness Warrior 1. Look that up on Instagram. Go to the website. You will see it. If you can't find it, that's the Happiness Warrior and the number 1. So you guys can check it out and really look at listen to some of the videos. You're going to like it. All the stuff that he has to offer. I enjoy it. I'm not saying that because he's on the show. He wouldn't be on the show, actually, if I didn't. So let's just say that. And, of course, so we will see next Thursday. Check out the calendar on the website for our next guest on the show. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We are out of here. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
And I'm going to empty the stream.